Now in Black Gold, the final part of her six-part series about Brazilian music, Jo Schinner visits the state of Minas Gerais and looks at how Catholicism and African religions have merged to create a unique culture marked by hybrid festivals.
This organ was built in Hamburg in 1701, bought by the King of Portugal, and shipped to Brazil, his colony in the New World. It was housed in 1753 in a splendid colonial Baroque church in the state of Minas Gerais, or General Mines. Minas Gerais was then at the centre of a gold rush. It's historically the richest region of Brazil, owing to the fabulous gold and diamond deposits, which made Portugal one of the richest countries in the world in the 18th century. Angelo Oswald is the mayor of Ouro Preto, or Black Gold, the magnificent Baroque capital of Minas Gerais in the Golden Age, now a UNESCO World Heritage City.
The Golden Age was a very special time between gold and God, because people finding gold, they were so happy that they need to thank God by this gold, and they start building churches, chapels, not castles and palaces. Our colonial art is a very sensual and very sunny art. The Baroque is the art of the European absolutism, the European reaction against the Protestantism. Is a Catholic reaction against Protestantism. And here in Minas Gerais, Baroque belongs to a new vision of the country, of the society, of the life. Our Baroque is a sunny Baroque with more light, with more sensuality, with more charm.
Is that also the same for the music?
Yes, we have many documents signed by the bishops calling the musicians and saying that they must to compose with less sensuality because they were doing musica profana, profane music and not religious music, because the people wanted to start dancing in the church.
Well, the Golden Age may well have been sunny for the colonial prospectors, but for the African slaves on whose back their prosperity was built, things didn't look so bright. Today, however, there's a drive to preserve African traditions. A Familia Alcântara, a family choir boasting 35 members and spanning four generations, are affiliated to the Catholic Church of Nossa Senhora do Rosário, or Our Lady of the Rosary. But their mission is also to keep their family slave traditions alive through song.
Lila,
Casimira Tome is the spokeswoman for a Familia Alcântara.
Talila Lilê era assim cantado nos cafezais, nas roças, entre os escravos que vinham assim de...
Talila Lilê was sung by the slaves in the plantations. This type of song was a sort of conversation between the slaves from different plantations. They sang while they worked harvesting coffee or planting rice, without their bosses knowing what they were singing about. Usually the subject was about how they could return to Africa or run away from the plantations to found quilombos.
Quilombo é um terreno mais alto possível que tem.
A quilombo is the highest place there is, where the African slaves went to hide when they escaped. They acted as lookout posts over the plains and valleys to see if anyone was coming before they moved on to the next point.
A Familia Alcântara descended from a family of runaway slaves who founded a quilombo. The family no longer lives there as they now work in the factories of a nearby town. But every year on the Catholic feast day of Our Lady of the Rosary, they return to their remote quilombo to celebrate the most important Afro-Brazilian festival of Minas Gerais, the Congada.
Bye.
congado em geral, assim, eu, foi mais assim, uma festa de libertação, foi acontecido mais depois da, da libertação.
Congadas were freedom parties after the abolition of slavery, when they had the freedom of expression and movement, and also a celebration of the love of God, as the plantation owners had taught them the Catholic religion, which they felt obliged to accept out of respect.
A influência principalmente da das raízes africanas.
The influence of our African roots is very apparent. The Congada is an African ritual and dance which simply changed its name when it came to Brazil. It is one way of thanking and praising God.
The distinction between Catholic and African beliefs is often blurred in Brazil. The Catholic Church was tireless in its mission to break up African traditions. But the slaves responded by adopting the mantle of Catholicism and using it as a foil to conceal their own cults and rites. They took advantage of the elaborate Catholic saint celebrations to worship their own deities and in order for their own cults to survive. To this day, African Brazilians feel at ease with their schizophrenic religious personality, whether their faith is a syncretism, as it is for some, or a question of dual belief that exists side by side, like oil and water, as it is for others. The Congada, which has an African origin, music, dance and language, is celebrated on the Catholic feast day of Our Lady of the Rosary, one of the many faces of the Virgin Mary. She was adopted by African slaves introduced to Christianity as their saviour and protector who sustained them through the hardships of slavery. And she remains one of the most important saints of the Afro-Brazilian population today. The origin of the Congada was the crowning of the King of the Congo in Portuguese colonial Africa, and until today the celebration centres on the crowning of a king and queen. João Congadeiro was a drum maker by profession, and the elected King of the Congada in his village, which is affiliated to his local church of Our Lady of the Rosary. This church is very different to the Baroque splendour of Ouro Preto's wedding cake extravaganzas just down the road. It's a small, flat-roofed, concrete block painted bright pink and anointed with a small, white, wooden cross.
Tudo na minha vida, que tudo que eu tenho, tudo que eu sou, toda a saúde que eu tenho, toda a minha família.
For me, it's the most important thing in my life. I feel I was born to fulfill this tradition.
Já a festa do reinado de Nossa Senhora em 1945.
In the old days, the Catholic Church forbade us from celebrating within the church. We had to get permission from the police to celebrate the festivals. I have all the papers that my father signed getting permission to celebrate the festival in our house. This is because it was a pagan festival, and Congo kings carried out a lot of magic. And it was all in African languages, so the church couldn't understand. The African influences still exist today, but Our Lady of the Rosary is especially important for the black people, as she protected them when they were beaten in the slave quarters.
We invoke the forces of nature. We call up the souls of the African slaves.
The festival is very long. Alone we wouldn't have the energy to last. So we have other forces to help us. Forces that make us do things that we wouldn't do normally, like rolling on the ground, but all in the name of Our Lady of the Rosary.
In Minas Gerais, the Congada today also celebrates the memory of the region's great slave hero, Chico Rei.
Chico Rei is a myth, half reality and half legend. Chico is the nickname for Francisco, and Rei means king. And Chico Rei was a king, an African king, that became prisoner of another tribe. The tribal sold the king as prisoner to become slave. He came to Brazil. Someone of Minas Gerais, a miner, went to Rio and brought Chico Rei in the slave market of Rio de Janeiro.
Chico Rei became a miner. but he soon devised a novel way of smuggling gold out of the mines. He hid tiny particles of gold dust in his hair, and when he left the mine each day, he washed the gold out of his hair in a church font. Eventually, he had enough not only to buy his family's freedom, but to own a gold mine himself. He then helped other slaves to buy their freedom. And with his wealth, he, like the colonial elite at the time, built a church. He dedicated it to Saint Iphigenia, an Ethiopian black Catholic saint.
He was a king, after it slave, and finally king again. We feel that by Chicoré that black people can have real and true space in our society.
para a gente é como se fosse um dialeto Nagô.
We sing in a dialect of Nagô, but we don't know it very well, as it has been passed down from our great grandparents, aunts and uncles, and we don't always know what they are referring to. We are left with an incomplete African dialect mixed with the Brazilian culture and language, which I understand, but most people don't. I started singing in the Nagô language when I was very young, a child. We have always sung in the dialects in the church masses, even when the words were given in Portuguese.
Assim, levar ao palco, mesmo essa peça raiz,
It is the fear of this music disappearing that has led us to try to play it on stage, at shows, so that the children can at least hear and learn what little we have left of these music forms and preserve them. We also perform to show that we are black and that we have a brain. People didn't used to think that. They thought that the blacks couldn't even think. So we sing in theaters to fight this sort of prejudice, as well as to preserve our roots.
Well, I think that black culture is more alive in Bahia than in Minas Gerais. We can say with Walter Benjamin that the black culture was kidnapped in Minas Gerais. But nowadays, we can see new movements for the black culture in a new level, in a new rhythm. I think that in our music, in our art, we can see more strongly the presence of the black influence. We can see it in our kitchen. Sure, because the slaves, they used to prepare the kitchen for the white people. But nowadays we can identify more clearly this influence in other sides of our culture. It was mixed in the Minas Gerais culture, in the golden culture, in the Baroque culture of Minas Gerais. But now we can identify it more clearly in our cultural reality.
Music of Brazil, bringing to a close Canta Brazil, a six-part series presented and produced by Joe Schinner for Angel Sound Studios in Covent Garden.